I appear to have lost a couple of Boo recordings that I made earlier today. The audio Boo thing on the iPhone crashed at one point, but I thought I'd published. Obviously not. I knew it wasn't for anything very interesting anyway to report. I was just talking about how little I've been doing today. And how little I'd planned to do today. Just being lazy. Ray's back this evening, which is fantastic. I miss him. I really, really miss him. It'd be so good to see him again. And it's been a glorious day here today, and I've sat inside for the entire day. It's criminal, isn't it? And I feel terrible. Not really. I was chatting about a friend of mine, Dean, who I'd been chatting to yesterday. And, he was telling me about a book, things that had influenced me, his life, caused him to change his attitude and outlook in life. One of them was the psychotherapy that he attended for a while, and the other one was a book by, what was it? It was called New Earth, and it was by Tolle. Is it Eckhart Tolle? Something like that, anyway. He was telling me that it, how it brought together the beliefs of a lot of organized religions, and said there about something about the ego and, you know, how to change your attitude towards yourself, and your outlook. And I don't know, but he was mentioning about things like Buddhism and Christianity and all these various faiths had their influence on it. And I was a little, I have to say, I still am actually quite a bit dubious, especially anything to do with organized religion. I'm not very enamored with organized religion, I have to say. Having grown up in a massively Catholic area of Ireland, but since then, my belief has come under question and challenges since then, and I've come to the conclusion now that I'm an atheist, or as Dara O'Brien would say, a Catholic atheist. All the guilt but none of the belief, which I love. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's nice to hear input from other people about books and things like that that have influenced their life. I might check it out, but I'll have a look on the internet first to see if there's any information about this chap. One book actually I have finished recently has been Sense and Sensibility, which was beautiful. Such a beautiful, soft and gentle romantic book with sufficient elements of the dark, twisted aspects of humanity and strength, and just the wonderful personalities of the women involved, and the quite brutal honesty of the author throughout all of it. You know, it wasn't, you know, I didn't have this Hollywood ending to it or anything like that. I mean, it did come, as they say, it did come good at the end, but it was a lot of fighting and struggling, and it wasn't all plain sailing, and it was fantastic. I have seen the film, but I saw the film before I read the book. And the book that I read before that was Jane Eyre, which is one of my all-time favourite books. Beautifully written, influences from all different quarters, you know, the old-fashioned and the beliefs of those times, coupled with Jane Eyre's, the character Jane Eyre's, quite strong feminist attitude, and the way she challenges the master, her independence and her fierceness and passion. Fantastic books. I'm planning on reading Wuthering Heights after this.